Mandela Barnes has thrown his hat into the ring. I hate that cliche. He wasn't even wearing a hat, and he announced that he's running for governor. Jeff Mayers is the president of Wisp Politics. He looks good in a hat, usually a ball cap, fly fishing on some cool river somewhere. Hey, Jeff.
That's a good one. You got me chuckling already.
Yeah. Tell me your reaction to the Mandela Barnes announcement. Not really a surprise, but what's your reaction to him officially getting in the race?
Well, I think that it was expected, although there were some Democrats, I think, encouraging or thinking out loud that maybe he should wait and run for the run for the Senate in a couple of years. There's been a lot of angst over Mandela Barnes in professional Democratic campaign circles, if you will. You know, the people that we talk to. You know, they weren't happy the way his race went against Ron Johnson. So they don't think that he's necessarily the magic candidate to unite Democrats and win next year. And I think Democrats are really focused on winning. Now, that doesn't mean that he can't, you know, prove himself. He's easily the, you know, the best known candidate in the field now. So, but then you'll have to overcome some of these doubts that are out there.
I talked to a Republican earlier today who was so happy he was bouncing off the ceiling. And he said that they are more afraid of somebody like Sarah Rodriguez, somebody who's not as polarizing, somebody who hasn't gotten smoked before in a statewide election. And they hope now this person, I'm speaking of one person, hopes that Mandela Barnes gets the nomination because they think he's a flawed candidate. It kind of echoes what you were saying about the fears that some Democrats have.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that from Republicans, too. You know, right now, the Republican field, the biggest comment I hear from operatives is, for the first open governor's race since 2010, this seems like a pretty weak field on both sides. That's, you know, they're kind of like not impressed. But, of course, you know, who's the candidate that makes everybody perk up and take notice? Somebody probably like a multimillionaire who can self-fund, you know, who doesn't have much of a record and who has lost statewide before, you know. So there aren't that many of those kind of candidates around. But, you know, I guess you can look at it this way. The last time there was a crowded Democratic field in 2018, Tony Evers, the state school superintendent, ended up winning, and then he beat Walker. So, I mean, you know, a lot of this is, you know, early fears, early worries from the Democrats, and maybe early gloating from the Republicans.
Who do you think is more upset that Mandela Barnes is in? David Crawley, because he's African-American, or Sarah Rodriguez, because she also has the same thing on her resume that she's lieutenant governor?
Okay, well, having not talked out of them, I can't say. But, you know, when you look at these, you know, there's, you know, seven viable candidates here now, and how do they line up, and, you know, what, you know, are they, you know, are they perceived moderates, or are they perceived liberals? You know, so Mandela Barnes is, you know, I mean, he's a perceived liberal, and so there's other perceived liberals in the race. They're, you know, two Dane County candidates to state lawmakers. You know, and then if Joel Brennan, the Greater Milwaukee Committee president, gets in as expected, then, you know, then he's, you know, he's more of the moderate, along with, you know, Crowley and Missy Hughes, the former WEDC secretary. So, you know, part of this is it's geography, and it's also, you know, like where they line up on the philosophical scale. So back to 2018, Evers, who's, you know, the education, you know, was a very popular issue, still a very popular issue. But, you know, he was not a, you know, not a bomb thrower, not perceived as a liberal, you know, sort of a known quantity. So, you know, or boring, you might say. So, you know, he ends up beating Walker and winning a second term. So, you know, is that the formula? Well, you know, there's been a lot of stuff that's happened for national Democrats. And for Democrats, you know, who, you know, are itching to do something, right, because of Trump and Republicans in D.C. They want to do something. They want to make big impacts. So there's a lot of angst inside the Democratic Party. You know, I don't think the party knows exactly where it wants to go. That's why primaries can be good for parties, you know, for parties in the state that the Democrats are in right now. And, you know, so I think for Democrats, a primary will be good.
So, Jeff, the primary could end up having three with strong Milwaukee ties in. If Joel Brennan gets in, you just alluded to him. And then there's David Crowley and Mandela Barnes, who represent the legislature from Milwaukee. If they're all in the race, does that benefit a candidate like Sarah Rodriguez in the primary because there's three Milwaukee guys?
Yeah. So, I mean, okay, Sarah Rodriguez's name, not a household name. She's a lieutenant governor, okay, Evers' second lieutenant governor after Mandela Barnes. You know, a lot of operatives that I talk to think she's the best general election candidate, you know, for a lot of reasons. You know, she comes from Waukesha County, right? Like you just said, she was a lawmaker. She's not perceived as a liberal sort of a, you know, and she has a healthcare background. And in the money thing, we have to talk about the money thing too. She has a stake from the National Lieutenant Governors Association in this race, which will give her a leg up. Right now, the biggest challenge for all these candidates is raising money. It's sad but true. They got to raise money and get known around the state or reintroduce themselves in the way they want to be introduced around the state. And it's going to be tough raising money in this kind of environment and in a crowded field. And so, once we'll know how their fundraising went in January, at the end of January. And then I think you'll be able to maybe see what the state of the race is, because the state of the Dem primary race at that time.
I can see Republicans reintroducing Mandela Barnes in a lot of their ads, like in August of 2019, when he admitted that he never fully completed his bachelor's degree in 2008 because he didn't have complete coursework. He had claimed that he had graduated from Alabama A&M, but he resolved that in 2020. Then the first 2 months of his term as lieutenant governor, he faced criticism for logging more hours of security protection than the last lieutenant governor had in all of 2018. And then he also said the day after the shooting of Jacob Blake, just to show you, you know, all the different aspects of what they could say, is that he said that communities are over-policed. Children learn early that police officers aren't always serving and protecting them as they should. Was on Jacob Blake's side right away. So do you think that he has a bad past and that could be bad for him?
Yeah, the opposition research file on Mandela Barnes is pretty big, in part because he ran statewide and he lost. So there's a playbook that Republicans think they can play against him, which is why Republicans are happy at the prospect. Can a candidate redeem himself and reintroduce himself and get past those things? Yes, a candidate can. I mean, can Mandela Barnes do it? Yeah, he can, but he's going to have opposition. You know, his opposition, primary opposition in 2022, laid down at the end, right? They got out of the race. They yielded to him. But that is not going to happen this time. Okay, there's going to be a real primary. It's going to be a combative primary. And then somebody, you know, will emerge. And maybe there will be new candidates. Okay, I mean, a candidate with a lot of money doesn't have to get in now. A candidate with a lot of money can get in March. So, the field as we know it, there's not a perfect candidate. Doesn't seem to be a perfect candidate. That's why there's primaries, and that's why they're out there going to compete and raise money. And like I said, we're going to find out a lot about the candidates who have statewide chops by their fundraising report.
Jeff Mayers is the president of WISP Politics. One of my regular checks every day is wisppolitics.com. Jeff, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure. Thanks very much.